and keep me as your own. Lord, look in kindness from your throne. Lord, shine unfailing peace on me. By grace surrounded, set me free.
The congregation is invited to stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I give thanks, O Lord, with all my heart.
Before the gods, I sing your praise.
I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name, to your steadfast love, and your faithfulness.
For you have exalted above all things your name and your word.
On the day I called, you answered me.
My strength of soul you increased.
All the kings of the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord.
For they have heard the words of your mouth.
And they shall sing of the waves of the Lord.
For great is the glory of the Lord.
For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly.
But the haughty he knows from afar.
Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life.
You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me.
The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me.
Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Glory be to God on high.
Son, Jesus.
Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O Lord, grant that the course of this world may be so peaceably ordered by your governance that your church may joyfully serve you in all godly quietness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Congregation may be seated. The sermon will reflect on all three readings. So as we listen and read through the readings from Genesis, Romans, and Luke, kind of think about them, put them in your memory. I will be referring to all three. The Old Testament reading is from Genesis chapter 50, verses 15 through 21. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "It may be that Joseph will hate us and pay us back for all the evil that we did to him." So they sent a message to Joseph, saying, "Your father gave this command before he died. Say to Joseph, 'Please forgive the transgression of your brothers and their sin, because they did evil to you. And now, please forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father.'" Joseph wept when they spoke to him. His brothers also came and fell down before him and said, "Behold, we are your servants." But Joseph said to them, "Do not fear, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. So do not fear. I will provide for you and your little ones." Thus he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. The epistle reading is from Romans chapter 12, beginning at verse 14. "Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals upon his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." We stand and we sing the Alleluia. The Gospel is from the 6th chapter of St. Luke.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." He also told them a parable. "Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone, when he is fully trained, will be like his teacher. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take out the speck that is in your eye," when you yourself do not see the log that is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take out the speck that is in your brother's eye. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe
in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The congregation may be seated. As I mentioned before I read the readings, our sermon is based on all three readings. There is a common theme in Genesis 50, Romans 12, and Luke 6. And one way of putting that theme together is the title there for the sermon, Christian Faith is a Measure of Jesus, not me or you, not me or others. the Christian beliefs and hopes are based on Christ. And we see that theme in these three readings. To start, I reread from a verse from Romans 12 and also from Luke 6. Paul said, "Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them." And from Luke 6, Jesus said, "Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. If you'd like to follow along the outline to fill in the blanks, you can do that on the back side of the bulletin. And there's a lot of blanks this week. There's a lot of things to think about. But really, the three main points are after point one, point two, and point three. In Genesis 50, Jesus is God. Jesus is God, not me. When the brothers came to realize that their father had died, and now Joseph, being the second most powerful ruler in the land of Egypt, this powerful nation, and Joseph was number two, and they had sold Joseph into slavery years before. And now that their father had died, perhaps Joseph was going to, could easily use his power and get back at them for selling him into slavery so many years before. And so that's what we read in Genesis 50. They're worried about this. Joseph, when he hears this entreaty from them to forgive them, he says to them, "Do not fear, for am I in the place of God?" Joseph knew, even though he was the second most powerful person in the nation of Egypt, and thus there were some other powerful nations too, but he was one of the most powerful people in the world, being second high of Egypt. And yet, Joseph knew he was not God. Fear not. I'm not God. Am I God? And also then he said, you can see the faith of Joseph, "For what you meant for evil against me, but God meant it as good." Joseph was given by God, by Pharaoh, to save up food from the 7 good years of farming, to save it up for the 7 lean years of farming. Joseph was given so much responsibility to help take care of that nation of Egypt. And yet, he was not God. He was not in charge of deciding who gets to be forgiven and who does not get to be forgiven. God is the one who shows mercy, and for all those who would want forgiveness, there is forgiveness. And Joseph would not withhold forgiveness. Even though now he was so powerful, even though they had sinned so greatly against him, they were afraid, they were sorry, and he would forgive them. He was not God. In Romans 12, Paul gives many admonitions, directions for living as a Christian. And I repeat some of them there. But that first line, you might summarize it like this. Jesus always wants to bless. He always wants to bless everyone who would receive blessings, everybody who would listen to Jesus, anyone who would come to be healed, anybody who needed, was in trouble. He wants to bless. Now, if people would argue against Jesus or wouldn't believe him, or in the end bring him to Pilate and make false charges against him, well, so be it. They don't want Jesus' blessings. They're refusing it at that point. But anybody who would come to Jesus for blessings, he would bless. And so Paul starts out that section, bless those who persecute you. Just do the opposite. Don't persecute them back, like Joseph could have done as the second most powerful. Don't be wicked and show judgment on them, but bless them. That's what Joseph did. He said he would take care of their children. Bless those who persecute you. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Whatever condition people are in, take care of them. Listen to them. He says to the Christians in Romans 12, live in harmony. Repay no one evil for evil. Even if they did evil to you, do not do evil back. That's what Joseph did. They did evil to him, but he would not do evil back. And Paul says there, never avenge yourselves. And as far as possible, Paul said, live in peace with all. He doesn't say live in peace only with your family. Live in peace only with your church members. Live in peace only with those you like. He says, as far as possible, live in peace with all. The good and the bad, the nasty and the nice. Live in peace, live peaceably with all. The way Jesus starts out this section in Luke 6 really brings it home and lays it on our hearts. Jesus said, be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. You see what's going on here? Jesus taught his disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven. He is our Father. And so we are his children, and we're praying to him, and we're bringing up our cases and our injuries and our problems to him. He's our Father. So Jesus says, so he's your Father, so be merciful like your Father is merciful. If we aren't merciful, then we're not like our Father. Do you see that? If we would shown vengeance instead of mercy, God isn't our Father, for he shows mercy. If we're really his children, we show mercy. Joseph knew the character of God. He knew the character of God was to bless and to forgive and to sustain and to give life. And so he told his brothers, I'm not God. I am not going to take vengeance on you. I will forgive. In fact, I will take care of your children. Be merciful as your Father is merciful. So if we believe and pray to God as our Father, then all his desires, the way God wants to love and forgive, strengthen and encourage, there's four words there, you can put it in a number of words. Those ways that God wants to bless people, then as his children, we also want to see those things happen. Love and forgive and strengthen and encourage. Everything that God wants for people to bless people, then we as his children who pray to him also want that to happen. Be merciful even as your Father is merciful. It's really important. We don't have it at every service, but almost every service, that opening confession of sins and holy absolution, forgiveness of sins. Because we think back of what has happened a week before or the day before or maybe this morning, and we think, I didn't act like my merciful Father. I was angry and I was unjust, or I took vengeance, or we can think of times that we sinned and we did not reflect the love of our Heavenly Father. So we come to Him and we confess our sins. I did not behave the way you are to me. You show me forgiveness in Christ, and I did not show forgiveness to someone else. We confess that because we are His children. And we do, above all, value love and forgiveness, support and encouragement. We value that above all else. And God points out with His law that you didn't do that. You were mean, you were nasty, you were whatever. But confess, and He shows us mercy and forgives us, and we also forgive others. Isn't that something, the way Joseph forgave his brothers? So powerful. And yet, he said, I'm not God. I forgive you. I will take care of you. So God does for us and tells us, take care of each other. Forgive, love, and encourage. We pray.
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you that you gave Joseph such great faith that he trusted in you. He did not trust in himself. He trusted in your mercy, and so much that he would also show mercy upon his brothers who treated him so badly. So also for us, Heavenly Father, help us to trust in your mercy and to see Jesus and his love and forgiveness for us so greatly, so mightily, that we would see that also in our lives. We also would treat other people that way and think of other people that way, with love and forgiveness and mercy. Help us to be your sons and daughters, believing in you, a merciful Father. Help us to also show mercy to one another and to all. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Be a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free Spirit. Amen.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for taking care of our needs every day. We ask you to bless these tithes and offerings for the good of your kingdom. Bless them and multiply these so that all people may be blessed. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We pray the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For strong confidence in the Lord, our light and salvation, that he would work in us a worthy fear and constant trust in his mercy, to fear nothing else in this passing world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the church, that the Lord would pour out his mercy in rich measure. For all ministers, that their mouths would be open to preach the saving gospel. For all Christians, that their mouths would be open to proclaim the marvels of Christ, who called us from darkness into his marvelous light. And that all works of mercy would attest to the love we have received from him. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For true humility, that our Father would teach us to confess our sin rather than excusing or denying it, that he would guard us from all pride that would lead us to disdain our fellow Christians who have received the same mercy, and rather that he would lead us to rejoice at his merciful patience shown in the free forgiveness of our many trespasses. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the leaders and authorities of our nation, whom God has set in place, that as he raised up Joseph in Egypt to work good, even from what was meant for evil, so he would work through them to keep many alive and protected in this life through their governance. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who serve in worthy occupations, professions, the arts, medicine, education, agriculture, military, law enforcement, and emergency services, sciences, that God would grant them skill and integrity in the performance of their responsibilities and valued service through their vocations. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the work and people of Zion's food pantry, that recipients, workers, and donors may all be blessed with joy and faith in Christ, as well as physical health and nourishment. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the members of Christ, groaning as we await the redemption of our bodies and the freedom of the glory of the children of God, that he would turn away the corruption of sin, the futility of our fallen state, and turn away every evil ill of our body and soul. We remember Margaret and Bernita, Carolyn, Charlotte, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bill, Jason, Sue, Gary, Bryston, Keith, Brad, David, Don, Denny, Ruby, Darlene, Jeff, James, Pastor Nierman, Pastor Shirey, and Pastor Berlin. That he would give comfort in suffering through the certain hope of his incomparable glory, which will be revealed in us, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all communicants, that our Father would clear away all grudges, unbelief, and impenitence from us to eat and drink Christ's body and blood with a lively faith in his promises, and to receive the forgiveness he gives in this blessed sacrament, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, you are merciful, and through Christ have promised that you will neither judge nor condemn us, but graciously forgive all our sins and abundantly provide for all our wants of body and soul. By your Holy Spirit, establish in our hearts a confident faith in your mercy. Teach us to turn to be merciful to our neighbor, that we may not judge or condemn others, but willingly forgive all, and judging only ourselves, leave blessed lives in your fear. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who out of love for his fallen creation humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy.
We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is a New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Rejoice, my heart, be glad and sing, a cheerful trust maintain. For God, the source of everything, your portion shall remain. He is your treasure, he your joy, your life and light and Lord, your counsel.
To the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with Spirit.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.